At the Ventura County Animal Services Shelter in Camarillo, some employees stand while they do their work, like marketing manager Randy Friedman.
I just feel like I'm more efficient and effective when I'm standing and working versus sitting.
He says his standing desk makes him feel healthier.
And I just wanted to be more active. It's like 8-10 hours a day I'm here at the shelter working.
However, his colleague, Animal Control Officer Brian Bray, feels differently.
This is my comfy chair.
He prefers sitting.
I have a direct view at my computer, and I'm kind of relaxed when I'm typing, so my heart rate goes down a little bit, and I can kind of just, you know, focus on my work.
Studies have long suggested that standing burns a lot more calories than sitting. However, a recent study conducted by Westmont College kinesiology professor Greg Affman refutes that claim.
Standing doesn't burn as many calories as we thought.
He and his students collaborated with researchers at the University of Bath in the United Kingdom on the study, which concluded that only 12% more calories are burned when standing versus sitting.
It turns out to be about 9 calories per hour, which is not very much. It would take about 20 hours of standing to burn one latte.
This study took a different approach to previous research. Affman says past studies compared sitting and standing when people are motionless.
Nobody looked at the fact that people don't sit still, that people fidget. And some fidgeters fidget more when they're sitting down than when they're standing up. So we wanted people to stand or sit naturally.
He and his research team instructed the 46 healthy men and women who participated in the study that they could move for their own comfort as they lied down, sat, and stood before measurements were taken of their expired gases to assess how many calories they burned. Each of the participants wore a mouthpiece with a valve, so Affman put one on to demonstrate. The piece is connected to a computer which analyzes oxygen used.
If we know that there's a certain percentage of oxygen in the air, which is about 21%, and we breathe out, and in our expired air, let's say there's 16%, that 5% of oxygen we used in our bodies to make energy. If we can figure out how much oxygen we use, we can figure out how many calories we use.
He says the research found that people who stand only burn fractionally more calories, about 9 more calories an hour, which is equivalent to 1 stalk of celery.
It's not enough to really influence the epidemic of obesity that's going on. To help a person lose weight, to get a standing desk is not going to balance that energy equation. You do use a little bit more energy or calories standing than you do sitting. Is it enough to unbalance that caloric comparison? Probably not.
Affman says he recommends people take a walk.
Take an exercise break. Get up, move around. Instead of texting somebody in the office, get up and walk to their office, and that would be more beneficial than the change from sitting to standing.
That's exactly what Bray, who enjoys sitting while working, does.
And when I'm ready to get up and get my blood flowing again, I'll get up and walk around.
And when Friedman, who loves to stand, heard about the study's results, he chuckled.
At least it probably strengthens your core. Maybe that's good as well.
But it won't stop him from being a stander.
Thanks for telling me. I'm still going to stand just because I think it just makes me more efficient.
In Camarillo, Deborah Green, KCLU News.